It's now time for our Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month segment, and what a pleasure here today. We have Christine Pace from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Hi, Christine.
Hello, Larry.
And also we have Pat Brinkman, who is our Big Brother today. Hey, Pat.
Hi.
And Pat's Big Brother is Trey, or little brother is Trey, and Trey couldn't make it today, but Pat's here, and we'll be able to talk a little bit together. Let's talk a little bit about you first, Pat. Where are you from, and tell us a little bit about what you do here when you're not being a big brother.
I'm from Pittsburgh, not originally, but I've lived here for most of my life.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Pittsburgh, but moved around a lot as a child.
I see. And
so the roots are pretty much here.
Well, that's great. What community do you live in now?
Right now I live in Bellevue.
My goodness, I live in Avalon.
Yeah, I heard that. We're all neighbors here.
Yeah. Do you find that... and where do you live, Christine?
In Bellevue.
That's right. My goodness, how this all happens. Aren't you all surprised to meet other people like when you're outside of our neighborhood? Because there aren't that many people that live in our boroughs. You know, you run into somebody from Monroeville or the East End or the North Hills, it's like, uh-huh. But when you hear somebody say Bellevue or Avalon, at least for me, my face just kind of lights up and it's, hey, there's somebody I know. What do you do for a living?
I work for a Bank of New York Mellon as an account analyst.
Ah, and what got you involved in Big Brothers?
Well, the story pretty much goes like this. It was Lent 2 years ago. And for Lent, you're supposed to give up something. And at that time, I was a smoker. And I had tried to give up smoking, but I couldn't do it at the time. So I thought instead of giving up something, I should, you know, maybe give something of myself. So I looked into the Big Brother program. And that sort of started the ball rolling.
What a great idea. And that was 2 years ago?
Yeah, just about 2 years.
And so you came to Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And I imagine there's an interview and maybe a questionnaire. You know, we've never really talked about it from this exact perspective as to the whole method of approach. How did it go? What happened?
There was an interview process. I went in and, you know, gave a little overview of myself and what I was looking for, and they told me about what they do and how they it's kind of a hands-off thing. They assist you, but it's really up to you and the match, the little brother. I guess I made it through the screening process, and they informed me that they had found somebody that wanted to meet with me to see if we could be a match, and it was surprisingly quick. And I guess I met up to his standards, so we met each other, and we decided that we wanted to do this together.
Well, that's terrific. And tell me a little bit about Trey. How long have you two been together now?
I think we're going to be coming up on our year anniversary here. I believe it's sometime in the summer. I'm not sure of the exact date, but he's really aware of it. He told me it's going to be our year anniversary. We should do something special. I thought it was a little funny, but...
Oh, that's great. Well, it's funny how people remember those things. Some more than others. I think it's not just kids and adults, but some people really remember those dates. How old is Trey?
Honestly, I'm not sure. Sometimes I have problems remembering how old I am.
I have the same problem, actually. I'm not remembering how old you are, remembering how old I am. But, I mean,
I think seventh, eighth grade.
Okay, so he's probably 13, 14, somewhere along there. But it just helps us, since Trey isn't here today, it helps us kind of picture him and at least the age he is. Now, in terms of the kinds of things, his personality and what you like to do together, how do you hang out?
Trey is really outgoing, honest. You know, he's got a lot of opinions. You're not afraid to share them. Sometimes we go and just we'll have dinner and catch up and talk. I think that's a good experience because he's you know, trying different things, different types of food It's sort of like a cultural aspect to it as well.
Now, a couple of things are coming to mind. For one, I'm sure you remember what it was like when you were in 7th or 8th grade. You can still relate to that. I know I can. So it must be neat to be talking to somebody that age now. Do you ever like share your own experiences from when you were in the same part of school, you know, the same part of life?
Yeah, well, it seems we've had similar experiences. One thing recently, he was going to his first dance, and he was really excited going into it. And after the dance was over and we met again, I asked him about it, and it wasn't all he expected it to be. When going in, he thought, you know, everybody was going to be involved, and it kind of turned into less than what he expected. There was not a lot of dancing going on. It was kind of a shy affair.
So you were able to kind of help absorb some of those
letdowns? Yeah, we reminisced a little bit about the awkwardness of school dances.
Gosh, I can remember going to the snowball hop when I was in 7th grade. I don't think it was called a hop. And if it was called a hop, it was to be retro, not because it was in the times reflective of such things. But I can remember at least basically all the girls sat on one side of the wall and all the guys were on another side. And I don't think anybody danced a whole lot.
Yeah.
Unless they were dancing inside of their heads, maybe. But what are some of the – you mentioned he's really outgoing. Have you gone to, like, some sports games or
– Yes, we've done some sporting events. I went to a Steeler game last season. It was his first time, and it was the first preseason game. So they had the 6 Super Bowl trophies on display there. So we got to see those. He was really excited about that. He brought his own ball, you know, thought, you know, he might get it signed. We hung around the field early on and got to see the players up close. It was really, really good experience.
Oh, that sounds amazing. What surprised you about this whole experience? Or, I mean, I guess in terms of your own personal enrichment or how it's changed you as a person, maybe. I don't know if you've, you know, reflected much about that. I can't imagine how you wouldn't, though. I mean, here you've got another human being that's been in your life for a year on a regular basis. It must really introduce some things that wouldn't otherwise have been there.
It's gotten me in touch with, I guess, you know, the children. Kind of as I grew older, you kind of lost that. Don't have a lot of, you know, younger cousins around or anything. So it's reintroduced me to, you know, the child's viewpoints on the world. As well as when I see him after, you know, not seeing him for a while, we kind of fall back into where we were. It's, you know, we start off a little guarded, but as soon as we've been talking to each other for a minute or two, we just fall back in. And then afterwards, I kind of think about some of the fun or funny things that he said, you know, after I drop him off. And sometimes I share that with my friends and, you know, they can relate. It's a really rewarding experience.
I was just going to ask you about your friends, and did any of them have? I'm guessing you're probably in your 20s.
Yes.
Okay. I really don't think about age a whole lot. Did any of them react like you're going to do what? You know, or any? And probably you're hanging out with people that have similar values, so maybe not. But I'm just curious.
Some were surprised. I don't think they were that surprised, though. At service, you know, things have been part of my life for a long time. But during college years, I kind of got a bit selfish, so moved away from it a bit. But, you know, as I grew older and matured, I went back to what matters to me.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot. You know, I was always really involved in a number of different, you know, service and community affairs when I was young, very young. And I can remember times stripping away some of those things and then they would sort of naturally build back up again. And I think if that's in your mindset, that kind of ends up staying with you, even though you might go through occasional periods where you need to tend to other things at that time. Christine, in terms of the whole process of matching, you've probably watched Patrick and Trey, you know, bond over the last year or so.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like any relationship. At the beginning, it feels a little bit awkward. Here I am saying, okay, I know both of you people, and I think you're really going to, you know, you have the same interests, and I think you're going to get along. So here, go do something. So, you know, the first outing is just kind of getting to know each other, feeling each other out a little bit. And then, like Pat said, you know, here a year later, even if they hadn't seen each other for a while, when they get together, just like you or I with our friends, you step right back into where you left off, and, you know, it's an enjoyable thing.
So. Yeah, it's sometimes a little awkward at the beginning, with good friends, too, who you haven't seen for a while. And then before you know it, you're talking. The thing I, too, am always pleased with is, doesn't have to be real simple, right? You might go to the Rusty Nail or somewhere and have dinner. Maybe not there, but just have a bite to eat somewhere and talk, or maybe just go for a walk and hang out. And I know Big Brothers Big Sisters has special opportunities too, whether it be Steeler tickets or other activities to help encourage, you know, fun and creative ways to be together.
Right. I mean, Pat mentioned that they went to a Steeler preseason game, and that's from the wonderful people who donate their preseason tickets for us to us so that our matches can have that type of opportunity. Pat said it was his little brother's first time ever at a game, and, you know, without these donated tickets, he probably, you know, wouldn't have had a chance to have that opportunity and for them to share it together. So that, you know, we really appreciate, and it's just private people. Maybe they're not using their tickets, so they donate them to us.
Well, if you want more information about becoming a big brother or a big sister, or perhaps you would like to make a donation, as Christine said, you can go to BBBS, that's Big Brothers Big Sisters, Pittsburgh.org, BBBS, Pittsburgh.org, or phone 412-363-6100. We have a pass for you and Trey and maybe a couple other people to come to the Children's Museum. There's some stuff here that Trey would like, even though he's older, and I hope you'll come and visit sometime on us. And is there anything else you'd like to mention, Patrick?
I think that the people at Big Brother Big Sister do a great job of matching you up with somebody that you can really connect to. That was one of the most startling things I found, was how easy it was once they found a match and how suitable we were for each other. So,
and it really seems like you've taken to this, I don't know, just talking with you, it sounds like this has become a natural part of your life.
Yeah, they really help you out. They take care of a lot of the work for you, and once you get going, it's pretty easy to keep doing it.
Excellent. And is there anything else you'd like to add at all, Christine?
I just wanted to let everyone know this July is Big Brothers Big Sisters' 45th anniversary here in the Pittsburgh area.
My goodness.
Yeah, so actually today is our big kickoff. We're trying to get 45 bigs in 45 days. So we're 45 days away from that anniversary. We're going to have a big anniversary party at the Alto Lounge in Shadyside. But if you know of anyone or anyone who's trying to look for an opportunity, we're hoping to get 45 bigs in the next 45 days.
Well, that sounds like a very attainable goal, 45 bigs in 45 days. So why don't you at least consider becoming a Big Brother, Big Sister? You don't have to make a commitment immediately, but just consider it first. And you can go to bbbspittsburgh.org or phone 412-363-6100. And just think about it and what it's like, and then maybe you'll find it's for you. Maybe not, but at least consider it. And that's the way to get to that goal. Well, thank you both so much for being here. Give our best to Trey. When you see him, he's welcome anytime if you want to come back, too. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pat Brinkman and Christine Pace from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh.